Greetings from Loonsville. I am Sid, and I'm here with Jeff.
Hello.
And we just watched a movie. It's been forever since I've seen this movie. This is from the director of Hairspray, Crybaby.
Shut up. The director of Crybaby did this? No way. Dude, I had never even heard of this movie, let alone seen it. It's amazing.
It's hilarious. Have you seen Pink Flamingos?
No. I haven't. I haven't even heard of that.
Oh, you probably won't like it.
I probably would. If the dude that did this did it. I've seen Hairspray.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, I didn't hate that. I mean, that's a thing that happened.
Yeah. It's a lot better than the remake.
Yeah, I didn't watch the remake. I'm good. Huh,
I did. But,
it's like remaking Crybaby. You just can't do that.
Oh, this is a lot better than Crybaby, I think.
Gasp.
But I'm a bigger fan. I like his other movies a lot more, like Pink Flamingos. Because I'm a fucked up individual. The movie that we watched was Serial Mom. Starring Kathleen Turner.
Who is amazing. It also co-stars Matthew Lillard, who is equally amazing. And I was very surprised to see Ricky Lake. I haven't seen Ricky Lake since like her talk show, you know, in the 90s. Maybe even into the 2000s. I don't remember. But
and was it Sam Waterston? Is that his name?
Law and the Order guy that plays the dad? Yeah, I think that is. It was funny to see all of them as a family.
Yeah. I like this movie.
This movie was ridiculous. It was so good.
Oh, like it makes so many references and... All right, so do you want to start? Are we going to do a run through or you just want to talk about what you liked?
We could do a run through of the movie, I suppose. The movie starts with this wholesome family in a house having breakfast. But you notice right off the bat that the mom, Kathleen Turner, has something going on because she's fixated on this fly that's ruining her enjoyment of the breakfast. And she zones out on what everybody's talking about, and all that's there is this fly annoying her. She grabs a swatter, kills it, and she's like, great, pancakes? It's funny. And from there's a visit from the police about a neighbor being harassed over the phone. And I immediately knew that it was Kathleen Turner doing it. And, oh yeah, by mail as well. They bring a note. And what does the dad say? He says, no wholesome woman would ever say pussy out loud.
Yeah. Because I've never even said the P word. Yeah. I've never said the P word out loud.
And that's what was said in the note. It was, watch the movie. It was funny. The delivery, the whole scene. The acting in the movie is great. So from there, the dad goes to work. The kids go to school. They leave with their friends. There's an interaction in the driveway, whatever, skipping that. Kathleen Turner, as soon as everybody's gone, sits down on the bed in her bedroom, grabs the phone, and calls the lady that's being harassed and starts harassing her. And you find out that she's been harassing her because she cut her off in a parking lot. She has a flashback while driving by her, smiling, waving. Flashback, she is at the supermarket waiting for the car in the spot to back out, and as soon as the car in the spot backs out, the neighbor lady just swings in there, cuts her off. So from there, we go. I lost my train of thought.
Well, before that, they do say a couple like important things. You have the introduction to the little Misty, the little sister's boyfriend. You have the two cops, and then you have the son's friend, the one that won't wear a seatbelt, and it drives the mom mad. And she's even like telling the cops, like, have you ever seen a boy that doesn't wear a fucking seatbelt? Or not fucking, but like, wear a seatbelt? And they're, the one guy, like, this kind of sets up why no one believes that she's involved, because they're like, you'll never find anyone nicer than, yeah. And they even make the Leave It to Beaver reference, because you know how, like, the perfect mom, old 50s television shows.
Yeah, they call them the Cleavers.
Yeah. So she's going to a PTA meeting for her son's math class, I think.
That's where she was headed.
And
that's where I lost my train of thought, yeah.
You meet some of their neighbors, or some people that they know. And you see how she kind of just doesn't like being around them. And the teacher is saying that her son has a very unhealthy obsession with horror movies. And that she's doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So she runs him down with her car.
And then backs over his body.
Yeah, and the only one to see it is a little stoner chick.
Yeah. I saw shit like that all the time, smoking joints in the woods.
Like, all the stuff she does, she's seen, but somehow she's able to get away with it for...
So after she runs over the teacher with her car, she goes home, and the murder's all over the news. It's on every channel. The next day, they get a visit from the cops again. And this time, they say that they ran the DMV for a blue station wagon, and hers happens to be the only one that would have been there. And the husband says, you're crazy. Whatever. They dismiss that. And then, God, who did she go to? She goes after the no recycling lady. What's her name?
Oh, fuck, I forgot her name, but she doesn't, like, get her. Like, she's mad that she doesn't recycle.
Yeah, no,
she
goes after her, but when she gets there, the lady she's harassing is also there.
Yeah.
So she frames her for shattering a Fabergé egg. And she's like, you're crazy. Why would you do that? And the lady who owns the egg is just like, you could at least apologize.
Yeah.
So the mom takes the neighbor whose egg was shattered to the swap meet to find a new one. And she has an interaction with the guy selling the Fabergé eggs and instead buys a cast iron fire poker.
Yeah.
And
where she switched the prices.
Right. And the mom sees the daughter, played by Ricky Lake's boyfriend, with another girl.
Well, she got stood up.
Yeah, she had been stood up the night before and that day by said boy. So the mom takes the fire poker and is following them and sees them also buy the Fabergé egg that the neighbor lady wanted. Follows the boyfriend into the bathroom. Is seen through a glory hole by a dude writing on the stall. And he runs out of the bathroom And this comes into play later in the plot. I swear to God, the glory hole peak is important. So Kathleen Turner leaves the stall and stabs this dude in the back with the fire poker. And the way she wriggles trying to get the flesh off the fire poker was hilarious to me. I laughed. It was great.
The whole movie's funny. Like, even the...
It is.
Just the way they talk to people, it's...
I loved it. I can't believe I've never heard of it.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
I wish I would have seen it a long time ago. I would have loved this movie. Like, just as much as I do now. But, I mean, it would have been great to show this to people. Seeing Matthew Lillard early is always fun.
Well, it's his first movie, I think.
Yeah, I could believe that. Because he has come a long way from the delivery of some of those lines. But he was fantastic. Early Matt Lillard is still fucking great. He is still great.
I think I read something that it was his first movie. So.
That's awesome. I'm going to fucking tweet him as soon as we're done here and be like, dude, I just saw Serial Mom and it was amazing. Your performance was the worst you've ever given, which is great to say because it was his first.
Yeah.
He grew so much, dude. Like, he has done so much shit. When people talk about being able to fill different roles, like, range, you know what I mean? Matthew Lillard definitely has an argument in that category. If you can play, like, the shit that he has played through his career and played well, like, believably, and sold it, which includes Shaggy.
Like, he's the only real Shaggy.
Like, you can't deny that range. You can't. To embody Shaggy, Norville fucking Rogers on live screen, and do it perfectly is...
Yeah.
You get a fucking credit for that. But, I mean, like, Stu and Scream, him and this, him as serial killer and Hackers.
Yeah.
And then a lot of his more serious roles, he's a great actor.
So this movie isn't just about, like the serial killer type movie. It's
about the wholesome family, too.
Well, it's more about, like, how society gives like celebrity status to serial killers and stuff like that. And this was made before it really was going on as bad. Like, you had the...
Before you had Netflix and shit with all the channels and fucking documentaries. And Yeah. True crime wasn't a channel yet.
Yeah, it was pretty niche back then.
Yeah, you were insane if that was your thing. And let me tell you, I was called insane many times. Until I found fucking Slasher and stuff, I was unaware how many people actually, you know, dove down that rabbit hole in the early years of their lives versus waiting for fucking Netflix to put a show up and everybody to go, oh, I love serial killers.
Yeah, it was a lot harder back then, though.
It's like, bitch, you crazy too? Now it's not crazy, it's just curiosity.
Yeah.
Back then it was insane. Like, why do you know things about Ted Bundy? Because he fucked up, okay? I need to be better. What? Oh, nothing.
Well, I was watching like an interview with John Waters, which is the director, and he used to go to trials and stuff.
Yeah.
And like towards the end when there's actually a trial, you know how they were talking to each other? He's like, that's how they talk to each other. We didn't talk about how we thought the trial was or anything. It was just like, oh, I saw you at the last trial. Because it was a fan, like they were fans of going to these trials. And then he stopped going after he made this movie.
Yeah, I could see why. Some of those people that I have a weird twisted curiosity. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not a fan of the serial killers. I'm interested.
Yeah.
I should probably not on video talk about that subject. So, just imagine Dexter if he was me. Just kidding. I have never... What were we talking about?
Ate someone?
I'll cut that someone. Okay.
I'll cut that someone up.
Root. Yeah. Eating people. I support it.
Yeah.
True story. I think we should kill and eat humans and not animals. What's up? And just like in Mad Max, we should have a titty milk factory where all the women can go and get pumped like they do the cows. And then, yeah. So this movie, right? After she goes after the neighbor and kills the boyfriend, she... I don't think that... Do the cops come after her right away for that one? I don't think they
No, they're
do.
There.
I know.
They see the daughter.
I remember them being there. I just don't remember if they show up to the house or not, because the family goes back to the house.
Well, this is when the daughter is starting to suspect. And they've already talked to the husband about her true crime books.
Yeah.
And he finds them up in their room and stuff. So they're both... The only one not, like, assuming it's his mom is the son. And
he's
even
hoping
when the cops,
it is.
Yeah. Even when the cops are there, they're making jokes because of how ridiculous it sounds. Like, they're going, well, I have someone you could run over to, Mom.
Yeah. That's good. And the whole time, she's just playing everything off.
Yeah.
And then, God, who does she kill next? Because the way that she kills these people, oh, what was that lady that she beat in the head with the fucking lamb leg?
The lamb chop? That's after church, I think, right?
Yeah. So that's a ways down. But is that the next one after the boyfriend, right?
No, they're they kind of like try to trick her, and they're like, "Well, Scotty thinks you you're guilty," and she goes out, and they go, "Oh shit, she's gone!" So they go to Scotty's house, and she doesn't go there. She goes to her husband's a dentist, so it's this family who and they're also the couple that was sitting next to her before she ran off, ran over the.
Yeah, there's a couple from the hallway. They go to the dentist to get his tooth fixed. Whatever, they're assholes.
Uh huh.
Yeah, those people, they're so throughout the movie.
So she stabs her with scissors, and she's thrown like after he finds her. She's throwing these scissors like they're...
Dude, she has trained in the wushu art of scissor. Let me fucking tell you. Those things are not balanced. No pair of scissor is. And, yeah, it was great. I'm not going to lie. I was like, it's physically impossible, but it's so great. It's not physically impossible. It is just highly improbable. Especially that you would do it twice. Like you could throw a pair of scissors and get it to stick into a wall, sure. But to do it twice in a row so flawlessly and with that accuracy, she's
really
crazy.
Then she just shoves the AC unit on his head?
Yeah. She chases him out of the house with throwing scissors.
Uh-huh.
And he walks out the front door and stands there and lets an air conditioner fall on his head. It's so great. It is. He's just, yeah, in air conditioner. Yeah. No, please don't. I'm scared.
So this is around the time that everyone knows it's her. So she's going to church. And she's followed by a line of cops.
Yeah.
And they finally get the okay to bust her.
A line of cops and their cars. There's a funeral procession's worth of cars lined up down their street when they leave.
It's every cop in the city.
It's... If you walk out of your house and you see that shit, you should stop. You should turn around and you should go back in your house. Just wait it out.
She somehow escapes and her son hides her in the video rental store that he owns, and this lady comes in. And she's just a bitch. She won't rewind her tapes. Oh, for kids who are younger, you used to have to rewind tapes. There were things called tapes. And there were stores where you could rent them.
Betamax, VHS. They were these things that went into these awkward-shaped rectangles. And they had top loaders in the beginning. And that's where it was really at. And then you had the front loading with the eject button. It was some magnificent stuff. We also had these things called Walkmans. See, now what those did was they played cassettes. The days.
And there was accessories for the VCR tape and stuff, too. They had, like, rewinders.
Yep, a portable rewinder so you didn't wear out the heads in your VCR. Or damage the tape, a machine that was specifically built just to rewind, because those words mean nothing to you if you don't know what a VCR is. It's gibberish. What are heads? What is VCR?
You'll never see as much disappointment in your life until one of your favorite movies gets unwrapped in a VCR.
Yeah. I do not take my computer for granted and all of my hard drives that are full of movies, because, yeah, the amount of tapes and putting tapes in and taking tapes out, rewinding tapes.
And they used to charge you if you didn't rewind your tape.
Yeah. This is all true. My parents ran a video store when I was younger. That's how I saw everything. That's why I have seen damn near everything.
Other than that.
This was not there. This was not on the radar. I watched lots. You had to rewind your tape. You had to. Or they sent people to your house, man. It was fucking serious, dude.
And this dude was giving this lady chances and chances, and finally was just, and I'm going to charge you this time, because she was being a bitch about her Annie.
Yeah. Well,
she loves those Bill Cosby movies. That aged well.
It did. What's wrong with Bill Cosby? So mom is in the closet hidden behind a bookshelf that has movies on it. Here's this lady being a bitch, ducks out the back. The son goes to find the mom, sees that she's gone. Mom follows that lady, goes down to her house. Son follows mom. He gets the lady's address from the registrar, and him and the girlfriend leave. Go chase after her. As they all leave in a trail of people, Scotty also follows. You see Scotty trailing. The son and the girlfriend are up against the wall of the house. Mom has already snuck in the back and grabbed a knife. They're trying to boost each other up and see through the window. Mom's coming through the living room with the knife, ready to kill her.
Changes her mind.
Scotty is up on the roof watching this, and the mom stops. So then The mom turns around and leaves the room. Scotty feels relieved. The kids see nothing except for her sitting there. But then Scotty sees her come back, and you see a close-up shot of her breaking off a lamb leg from a plate. As she goes in there and beats her head in with a lamb leg. And blood splatters the TV. Scotty watches it all. And then the son lifts his girlfriend. Matthew Lillard picks up his girl, and she looks through the window and sees the blood on the TV and starts freaking out and saying, it's not like in the movies, it's brown, not red.
Yeah.
It's not brown till it dries. It's definitely red. And
I think what they meant, it wasn't like bright red.
Well, yeah, it's not red paint. I mean, yeah, I guess back then, it was red paint because there were ratings rules. You couldn't have it look too realistic.
Yeah, and they were watching Herschel Gordon Lewis movies, so it was like really bright, vibrant red.
I forgot about that too. Yeah.
So compared to that, yeah, it's a bit brown.
He watched good movies. He did. When I saw him watching that vampire movie, I was like, oh shit, look at those eyebrows, man. That's one of the good old ones. It's a big fucking... They're massive. They're like, if you took your finger like this and then this one like this, put that above your eye. It's fantastic. So, she beats the shit out of her. She looks up after finishing doing that, and Scotty is up on the roof of the neighboring garage watching. So Scotty runs. The mom runs. The kids are freaking out because of the blood, and you see the Scotty and the mom run. Well, you see the mom run behind them. Scotty runs from the other house. She chases him into the city where there's a concert. The family runs into the dad. They all also follow to the concert. And then the police also follow to the concert. So
you want to talk about the band that's playing?
It was something Camel Lips.
Yeah, Camel Lips. Did you see the
camel toe pants?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. It was not right. It was not right. It was very wrong. It was funny though. I mean,
during the show she sets
it's not, but it kind
of Scotty on fire.
Wait, you can't skip ahead. Scotty runs through the crowd. He gets to the stage. He gets on stage. The mom follows. The family sees Scotty. And the mom cuts a cord to a lighting fixture and drops a lighting fixture on Scotty. And the family's watching this. The cops are watching this. And she then grabs hairspray from the side of the stage and a lighter and says, wear your seatbelt, and lights him on fire. She burns him to death.
Did you hear what he said? He's like, I promise I'll wear my seatbelt.
Earlier, he's begging while he's running. He says, I'll never watch another naked movie again, because the part where he said that they were running to the wrong house for Scotty because they thought that she was going to kill him while he was moaning in the room. And the family and the police burst in on him jerking off. So he went out with like the worst experience ever as his last experience. Getting caught by the entire town masturbating. And then you get set on fire on stage and everybody just laughs and applauds. The band actually pokes him in the stomach with the guitar when he gets on stage.
Yeah, and then we get, they're going to court because now they have, everyone knows she did it. And she fires her attorney and decides she wants to defend herself. Which usually isn't a good idea.
It's always a good idea. It is. Just make them do the legwork. The trial is the easy part. The trial is all manipulation and conversation.
Yeah.
There's no paperwork to it. It is all fucking, it's right here. So,
well, basically the whole trial is her making every witness seem
insane.
Yeah. Just
batshit fucking crazy, dude. I knew it was coming too, because she manipulates these people in such a great way throughout the movie and plays on shit that actually fits a narrative in the end that supports her innocence. It was kind of flawless. Like, she really committed the perfect crime up until the end.
But during this time, she's stuck on one juror because she's wearing white shoes after Labor Day.
Yeah. She actually fires her attorney because of that. That is the reason. Yeah. She writes a note that says white shoes after Labor Day, and the attorney says she's insane. And she fires him because she is insane, but
yeah,
the shoes set her off.
And they're selling t-shirts, Serial Mom t-shirts,
and a book. There's a reporter that's been in on it since like the beginning. He's been taking pictures of the family and gets in with Ricky Lake and then writes a book about her mother, and he's selling the book.
They're going to get a TV show. They're going to get a TV show starring, Suzanne Summers?
Yeah.
Well, kids, back in those days, there was a very popular TV show.
And there was a mom on the TV show that's name was Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, I don't know what she did after, like, the
talk shows, I think, but I don't remember.
You're probably right. Well, she's going to play Serial Mom in a miniseries.
Yeah, she actually walks into the theater as the evidence of the burned body on the stage at the show is submitted, and the judge is Googling over, oh, for the record, Googling is not something you do on the internet. It's like ogling, googly eyes. Okay. So he is infatuated with Suzanne Summers as she comes into the theater at that point, but it's actually, you know, the courtroom. Everybody is just like, nobody gives a shit about the burned body. The prosecutor actually asks, can I submit the evidence? He's like, yeah, sure, take it away. He never even looks at it.
So she makes everyone look insane, or she makes the glory hole.
Oh, yeah, so after everybody gets made to look insane, their key witness is the guy that saw her through the glory hole in the beginning of the movie. And he sits down and he's going to identify her, and she's wearing a short skirt. Starts flapping her legs open and closed, and he gets all aroused and he's like, I didn't see anything. I saw nothing. I lied.
That's what you told me to say.
Yeah. I was only saying what you told me to say. He frames the police. It was so good. Everything. Every sequence in this movie is fabulous.
So she's, they say she's not guilty, so she's about to leave, and she goes and sees the white shoes lady.
Talking about how innocent she was over the phone.
Yeah.
And she
hangs up the phone, beats her up with the phone, going, did you know that you're not supposed to wear white shoes after Labor Day?
Actually handled it. Sorry. My bad. She actually handles it really well in the beginning. She goes, did you know that you're not supposed to wear white shoes after Labor Day? And the lady goes, well, that's not true anymore. And she says, yes, it is. And backhands her with the phone. And the lady goes, no, dress or something about wardrobe and fashion has changed. And
fashion has changed. No, it hasn't.
Blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, she gets beat to death with the phone. I mean, if you just let a lady off that's accused of 6 murders for irritating her, I would just take the shoes off, okay? Like,
well, we skipped a little bit. Like, you remember the family's reaction when she got not guilty? Like, oh.
Yeah, they're disappointed. I mean, not disappointed, but they're like, ah, oh, man. Like, we know she did it. We have to take
and
her
like,
home.
What, Ricky Lake's got a new boyfriend, so he's like, do you think she'll like me? And go, don't piss her off.
Yeah, if you feel like you're slightly irritating her, stop. Like, don't do anything. Just.
Don't chew gum. She hates chewing gum.
Yeah, there's a whole backstory of gum chewing. Oh, I can't stop the yawning.
Well, that was the movie. You want to say what you like?
Is that the whole movie?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Because the end of the movie is everybody finds the dead body that she just beat to death in the hallway, and everybody realizes that she really is insane. And Suzanne Somers is standing there with her, and they lock eyes because Suzanne Somers is trying to put her on one side of her, and she snaps and goes, "That's my bad side." And then they find the dead body.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, everybody's just standing there, and she's just serious face looking at her like, bitch, you better fucking recognize I will kill you right here. And nobody will ever believe it happened. And now the funny, like, part is that would never happen.
No.
You would so get found guilty just because people. If that was a real movie based on reality, oh, which by the way, the movie says that it is a true story when it starts up. One quick Google will prove that wrong. Thank you to my fact checkers that looked for me.
Oh, did you have to? Did you Google it?
I did not, but Bella did.
Really?
Yeah, I told her what I was watching and. Yeah, she Googled it because I said it was a true story. Yeah, I mean, I had literally just started the movie and it says true story. So it was only upon watching the movie that I was like, this is far too ridiculous to be a true story.
Uh-huh. So what did you think about it?
I thought that this movie was absolutely ridiculous. In the best of ways, it is greatness. No, seriously, I recommend it. It was awesome. I can't believe I've never seen this movie. It's really disappointing to me to have never seen this movie, but it's great to have finally gotten to see the movie, I guess. And everything about it is just, it's magical. It's just great. Her walking around killing everybody and just being the sincere, great housewife. So, yeah, have you ever seen Stepmom?
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of this. It is. There's other movies too. But she's always insane. Like, wholly insane. You know, she's never. She's almost got a point. You know, like killing all these people. Like, if you chew loudly around me, yeah, I want to fucking hunt you down and murder you.
Was if you're rude or
I'm gonna do it
if you mean to her family, I guess.
Yeah, you know, she's very protective, she will kill you. She's also very touchy, she will kill you. She does not like to be irritated, she will kill you.
You want to give this one a rating?
I give it 4 buckets of popcorn. I don't know what that is. But it sounded good.
What size?
Fuck. Buckets. Like the big bucket.
Extra butter.
Oil. All the oil. Butter flavored oil.
Yeah, I would give this one a good 4. Like, I really like this movie. I remember watching it a long time ago, like I said, so. This, our little show gave me an excuse to rewatch it.
Yeah, I don't think I would have seen this had you not brought it up. I'm glad you chose this movie. And I was just like, eh. I had no idea what it was. And then I started watching it. And I was hooked as soon as she started cursing the lady out over the phone. I was like, oh, she's really fucking crazy. Let's do this. I'm in. I'm on board with this. And for some reason, my movie counter was off. It said 2 hours long. So when it hit an hour, I was like, how is there another hour? This is like an entire great movie. They've hit everything. Like, it's perfect. What are we doing? Where are we going? And then the credits rolled at an hour and 33 minutes. And I was confused. I was like, is there a bonus 30 sequence? 30
minutes of credits.
Like, what's going on here? But it was just messed up. The movie actually is only an hour and 33 minutes.
So you haven't seen Pink Flamingos, Female Trouble, Pecker, A Dirty Shame, Cecil B. Demented?
I believe I've seen Dirty Shame. I have not seen Pink Flamingos or any of the other titles that you just listed.
Polyester, Multiple Maniacs.
Polyester, not Multiple Maniacs. I feel like this is one of those choose your personality things right now that's going on. Like, you ask me fucking 7 questions and I pick one, and then it's 5, and then I pick one, and then it keeps dwindling down, and then you're like, yep, you fucking idiot. I'm sorry, bro. It's cool, though. There's lots of idiots flying planes and stuff now. So you'll be all right.
Oh, no, I was just asking if, like, because you said you're liking the director, so I was giving you a list of the movies.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. I'm an idiot.
I doubt you won't like the early stuff.
I love earlier movies. You ever seen Drop Dead Fred?
Yeah. This is like, no, these are just underground shock films of the 70s, so it's a lot of like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just wondering out. Because I want to do Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, I've seen Drop Dead Fred.
I want to do it. I haven't seen Drop Dead Fred in like 25 years. I just found it. I put it up on my Plex because I was like, holy fuck, dude. I found the DVD out in the case. It's literally in the front row, third movie in. And I was like, what the fuck? I have Drop Dead Fred. Like, why have I not seen this?
I remember liking Drop Dead Fred.
I loved Drop Dead Fred, man. I loved that movie. It's so inappropriate that I loved that movie, watching it as an adult. Which I have not, but I remember the entire movie and I can think about it as an adult. I want to watch it again because I bet there's.
I remember watching as a kid,
like when he slides under the mom's dress and he goes cobwebs.
Cobwebs,
that sticks with a kid,
right?
And then you realize you understood what that meant way before you should have. At least I did. I don't know how old I was when I saw that movie.
Yeah, I was pretty young. But, did you watch Alien Xmas?
Alien Christmas? No.
Yeah.
I did not. Was it good?
From what I saw, it's very nostalgic. So if you were like a big fan of like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus Has Come to Town, those ones.
The old claymation stuff, yeah.
Was it Alan and Rankin? Well, this one's made by, you know who made this movie, right?
Alien Christmas? No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's on Netflix. It's a new one. It's made from the same people that did, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Shut the fuck up. Seriously?
Yeah, it's for kids.
Oh my god. All right, I'm in. I'm done. It's on. I'm watching it tonight. I'm sold. Killer Clowns. Did you know that they're trying to make a sequel? I was reading stuff from them that they themselves had written and said through, God, what the fuck was it? Like Twitter or something of that nature. I can't remember where I read their stuff, but I heard some actual interviews with them talking about it. And I talked to somebody that worked with them on something. I don't know if I could talk about that stuff. I fucking hate bringing up talented. Stuff. They are, right? But so they were like, yeah, man, we never imagined that Killer Clowns would have such a huge following, because it does, which is a surprise to me too. Like, I loved that movie growing up. That was one of my favorite fucking movies. The entire concept of everything.
It's great.
We could talk about that on an episode too. But yeah, so I read and heard that they are fucking night. Yeah, no, like actually do it, not say we're going to do it. Night of the Demons coming up next. So them doing a sequel to that would make my day. It really would. I would be so happy to see it.
I think it depends.
Well, it would be them making it. So I trust it. Whatever they want to do. The clowns come back 30 years later. It's on.
But this alien movie, it's stop motion. And it's it almost looks like one of those stop motion specials from way back.
What's it about, though?
Oh, it's about a thing of aliens, or a race of aliens called the Kleps, and they just go around stealing stuff.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. I saw that promoted on Netflix when I was watching The Community. Watch The Community. Third time's a charm. Community. Seriously. Watch it. I love that show.
Watch Serial Mom.
Yeah, watch Serial Mom. And then watch The Community. And then watch Stop Motion Christmas.
And Pink Flamingos. That's a perfect Christmas movie.
Don't tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
I like that movie.
I love that movie.
You know how long it's been since I've seen that movie?
I haven't seen that movie in a long time either. I'm all about it. Huh. Yeah, right? It's not a Christmas movie either. I have no idea why I brought that up.
I don't know. It's getting put on this everlasting list that we are creating in this.
Yeah. Rated it, recommended it, talked about it.
That was the show.
I'm at a loss. That's
That was it.
Tell the people where they can find us.
Yeah, I guess I'll go first because you're the one that said that part. Fuck. Where can you find me? Well, Slasher, I guess. I don't really go on anywhere. Well, Twitter.
You can find us on the private Discord run by me. Yeah. Which you can only find if you are me.
There's actually a Loonsville Discord that I made a shit like long time ago too.
No, you're not plugging the Loonsville Discord. Okay, plug that Loonsville Discord. Let's go.
No one's in it but me.
Huh. Oh, don't say that.
Don't even use it.
Don't say that. I'm editing this out. That got really sad really quick.
No, it's not sad.
I need a video of you, like a screen record of you logging into your Discord, and it's just you, and I'll play that new Justin Bieber song over it. I'm so lonely.
Justin Bieber's putting new stuff out?
Yeah, dude, and the song is kind of... It makes me feel for the Biebs, dude, which is weird because I fucking hated Justin Bieber. Oh, man. Like, with a passion. I saw this fuck at the Mall of America one time, and no lie, I thought about throwing him off the balcony. I thought about it. I literally thought about it. And afterwards, I was like, man, that's a little fucking kid. Like, I just thought about murdering a child. And then later on in life, when he was such a fucking douchebag ambassador, like, I was like, I should have thrown this fucker off a balcony. I could have saved the world from Justin Bieber. I mean, I'd be in prison for life as the dude that murdered Justin Bieber.
Well, if you got caught.
It was the Mall of America. You're getting caught. You're not fucking balcony dumping somebody and not. I mean, he had bodyguards on him, like big old dudes, man. It would have been a brawl.
You could also find me on Facebook.
He just cuts right out of that.
on the YouTubes and the Spotify's.
Yeah. You can
and
find
the other podcast places
on anything, anywhere, anywhere you see the word cannibal, anywhere there are people to be eaten, wherever there is slippery
I'm on
stuff,
Instagram,
you will
but
find
I don't
me.
Use it much. I'm on the TikTok.
Yeah.
But I don't use it much.
I need to start editing videos for that. I'm going to put clips up.
Yeah.
Not of this.
Yeah, I think that's
clips of serious
it.
Things like puppies playing. All right. Me, you can find right here. If you subscribe to that little button right there, don't hit it twice because that'll unsubscribe you, but just hit it once for each of us, one singular time, but for the both. You can also find me on my Twitch channel, my Twitter, my Snapchat, my Instagram, my... Why? Coming on, y'all. So anyways, now that that happened, you can find me everywhere at Gford, G-E-E-F Bird. Mostly on my Twitch. I'm constantly live streaming. Follow and subscribe to that. It makes me warm and fuzzy in my nether regions. By which I mean my stomach, where the food goes. Oh, seriously, like, follow, and subscribe to everything that we do to get more and more of this comical, funny.
I think I'm funny.
Raising the roof.
Uh-huh. I love the monster.
All right, cut. That's a wrap. That was great. I really like the way I played stupid at the end there. We're going to have to make that the trailer.
What part?
What? All of it. The whole thing. Man, was it not good enough? Okay, take two. I love movies.